There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Tonight, VSiN exclusive look at the first wave of player props from DraftKings. Johnny Avello, the director of the sports book, joins Femi and Wes at 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Live Bet tonight. They'll reveal the new player props right as they hit the market. That's tonight, 9:15 Eastern. Get a live head start on all the great Super Bowl prop options with DraftKings and Visa.
Super Bowl matchup is set. The Eagles are now favored on the board here at Circus Sports. They're 2.5-point favorites. Other spots right around 2. And that was after, by the way, the Chiefs opening up as a 2.5-point favorite last night. So that point spread has swung in the Eagles' direction. And joining us now to discuss what happened yesterday and the big game, it's Ross Tucker, Westwood One NFL analyst, host of the Even Money podcast, and on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Morning, guys. I'm awesome. Yeah, I'm fantastic. I wish the first game had been a little bit better yesterday that I was on the sideline for, but yeah, I'm excited about the Super Bowl matchup for sure. You guys know I live outside of Philadelphia, So a lot of excitement about the Kelce brothers going against each other. That's never happened before. And obviously Andy Reid, for most people in Philadelphia, is still a very much a beloved figure. So, look, make no mistake about it, they want to beat him. But it's kind of cool that either the Eagles win or Andy Reid wins for some Philadelphia fans out there.
All right, so you were on sidelines yesterday on Westwood One. And, yeah, you're right. That game was a stink bomb yesterday. But I've said this on the show so far this morning, Ross. They could play that game 100 times. It's not going to go down like that, probably another time out of the 100, because it was so, the variance was off the charts with what happened. But when could you tell, like, that was going to be it for Brock Purdy, that he could not throw the football?
Well, a couple of things need to be said here. Like, it's a shame that happened.
Yep.
Because I'm on the Niners sideline most of the time because I try to get as much TV time as I can. So I go on the away team sideline when the guys run out of bounds. But in all sincerity, you know, McCaffrey was playing his, you know what off. And he had one of the best touchdown runs I've ever seen. That run was sick by McCaffrey. Deebo Samuel's over there like volunteering to return kicks and punts to try to get the Niners back in. I mean, those guys, Fred Warner, Bosa, they were doing everything they could, but like it was pretty clear early in the second half that this just wasn't going to happen for them. That said, you know, it was 7-0, and the Eagles had just gotten a strip sack in Niners territory when Purdy got hurt. So you guys know the numbers. We talk about it a lot on the Even Money Betting podcast, but Eagles were probably a pretty heavy favorite when Purdy got hurt because they're already up a touchdown and they have the ball in Niners territory. The Niners aren't really designed to come from behind. Now, give them credit. They battled the rest of the first half, got it to 7-7. But the end of the first half, those penalties and then the turnover, that just did them. And I don't think anyone thought the Niners were going to come back from 21-7. at halftime. Then they come out in the second half, and they come out throwing. Their O-line cannot block the Eagles' pass rushers one-on-one. Josh Johnson gets hurt. And that's the other thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
These were not like fluke injuries. You know, they're part of the game, and the Eagles kind of earned those injuries, right? I mean, they hit the quarterback really hard. They hit him in the arm. They threw him down to the ground. Like, those were injuries that the Eagles' D-line were able to achieve. I know that's not what they were looking to do, but that's part of football.
So you're doing your job. You're trying to gather information. When do you know, oh, boy, Johnson's out. Now it's back to Purdy, but I don't even think he can throw.
Well, so I had been told that Juszczyk was the emergency quarterback for the 49ers.
Yeah.
So Johnson gets slammed down, and I see the ref go over to Johnson and start talking to him. And immediately Juszczyk runs over to the sideline. And I say, holy crap, it's happening. Juszczyk's going in a quarterback. I mean, like, I know why they didn't do it. But I'm fascinated to see what that offense would have looked like with Juszczyk at quarterback. But I see that they're making Johnson come off, and then Purdy comes in, and I'm thinking, I wonder if Purdy, like with the adrenaline, you know, gets back out there. Maybe he can't fire it down the field, but maybe he can dink and dunk a little bit and be able to get him. But he really was not able to do it, obviously. I think he threw one screen pass maybe or right. A couple – screen passes, but he was really hurting. I saw them. I was 5 feet behind him. They were rubbing a balm on the front of his bicep tendon and his bicep. Then on the back, I mean, they did everything they could on the sideline. Mm-hmm. They needed like Mr. Miyagi, you know, to go like this and just heal him. But I could tell that he was in a bad spot. And at halftime, I was with Kyle Shanahan and Aaron Andrews, and Aaron Andrews said, what about Purdy? Can he come back in the second half? And Kyle said, you know, I'm told he's a no. So he literally only came back because Johnson got hurt, and at least Purdy could operate the run game part of the offense.
Wow. That's amazing. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Ross Tucker, our guest, analyst, Westwood One, and again, the Even Money Betting Podcast. So then take us through in real time the decision early first quarter here for Shanahan not to challenge what was a drop by Devontae Smith. I know that a lot of people, because it was like the body language, right? It was a hurry up. Smith was given the sign, like, guys, we got to go here. But Shanahan, he wanted to do it, but he said we might burn a challenge here because he was not sure if it was a drop or not. Take us through that situation.
Right. So one thing I want to mention, okay, because I study the rules really hard for my broadcasting duties. You know how there's a lot of plays where replay assists, you know, the league office has been helping them out on, first of all, it's supposed to be only objective thing, like the clock or out of bounds or not. They've gotten into some gray areas there, but it's not supposed to be judgment calls, which is what that would have been. Also, they're very clear that replay assist is not going to step in if the team is in a hurry up. That's in the rules. So replay assist is not going to stop the game and say, hey, we need to take some other looks at this. That is incumbent upon the coach, Kyle Shanahan. I think, obviously, hindsight's 20/20, but given that it was 4th-and-3, and how – I mean, that's the difference between the Eagles deep in your territory versus you getting the ball at midfield and the body language of Smith. I think it would have been worth the challenge, obviously in hindsight, by Shanahan. I'm sure he regrets that. That place went wild. Obviously, it looked like a catch from my angle. And even I think I was told by people the first couple, you know, when you watched it live on TV, you thought it was a catch.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until they came back from break or looked at it a couple more times that they realized it really wasn't. Kudos to Sirianni and the Eagles for getting on the ball right away. And that's coaching. Get up on the ball, snap it. Who cares if that next play stinks? You're already deep in their territory. And kudos to Sirianni for challenging the Purdy elbow injury fumble because I thought that was incomplete forward pass because the ball went forward. But he actually hit it when it was back, and then his elbow hit it forward. So on the challenge front early in the game, Sirianni clearly got the better of Shanahan, and it was impactful for sure.
Got a lot going on. Did you see the ball hit the wire, the punt?
Yes, and actually from my vantage point, I thought it was there were gusts of wind. So I thought it was a gust of wind that took it, but it was so the angle was so different,
mm-hmm.
and the punters know. Like, even if it wasn't a great hit, a great punt by Kern, the punters know the path of their punts. So when it's going like this, and all of a sudden it makes a left-hand turn, the punter knows he was going crazy. But I guess the TV wire is so thin, they can't tell for sure whether or not it hits it. Get the wire out of the way.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Early thought here on the number and the Eagles being favored?
Whew, that's a tough one for me. It really is. You know, the Eagles are the more talented team.
Yeah.
The Eagles are definitely the healthier team right now. I'd love to know more about the Chiefs' receivers. I'd love to know more about what's going on with L'Jarius Sneed at corner for the Chiefs. But they also have the best player. And I think he's the best player on the planet. And I don't think it's a small margin. Mahomes is incredible.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's like we've lost sight of that. Or we're always kind of looking for the next guy. Is it Burrow? Is it Josh Allen? Is it Hurts? What Mahomes did yesterday, you could tell that ankle was really bothering him.
Yep.
I mean, there were some plays where, I mean, it was really hurting him. And now he has 2 weeks to let it heal. Still not going to be 100%, though. And that Eagles D-line is just relentless. I'd probably still lean to the Chiefs if I'm going to get a couple points. But I think the Eagles probably win the game. I mean, I can see why the line movement has been what it is. Eagles are the better team, but in a close game like this, I guess I have more faith in Mahomes to make that play late in the game to win like he did last night.
Yeah. Ross, I'm going to tee up here. You go ahead and smash it 300 yards down the middle. Valentine's Day, not that far away. My front page story. Awesome idea here. Take it away.
So, by the way, I don't know if I told you guys this last time. I got you a code, VSIN10, the number 10. And I think I might have told you because I think we got a couple orders last time. So your listeners are awesome. Here's the thing. Your listeners watch this show or listen to it because they understand value, right? They want to get the most out of it. That's what myfrontpagestory.com is. By far, the best Valentine's Day gift ever. It's like $50. You can get the other one that's $100. Framed, beautiful, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. Your wife will cry. She won't believe it that you got a whole story written about her. It sounds like the most romantic, like you went out of your way to have Stephen King or somebody write this unbelievable story about her. Just trust me, myfrontpagestory.com. VSIN the number 10, you get 10% off. I would not steer you guys wrong.
Beautiful. You're the best, pal. Thanks for the time.
See you guys.
Thanks, Ross.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go with all the props. Sanders, first touchdown, plus 650. Likewise, Kelsey. Plus 650. Sanders to score two touchdowns, 10-1. Boston Scott did it again. Anytime touchdown, 5-1. It's amazing. That and then Gainwell. And Gainwell might cash that most rushing for the playoffs has a big Super Bowl. Chiefs to win between 1 and 6 points at Bet Rivers, plus 370. Eagles to win between 19 and 24 points, 12-1. 49ers to score in both halves, no. Plus 550. Eagles to win both halves. Yes, 3-1. To score first and win. Philly plus 170. Kansas City plus 190. Alt-line, Eagles minus 7.5 plus 210. The under 40.5 plus 190. Highest scoring team, Philly plus 230. Lowest scoring team, San Francisco plus 190. Most passing yards of the week, Mahomes plus 165. Most rushing yards, McCaffrey 250 or 3-1. Most receiving yards, Valdez Scantling. 50-1 in some spots.
I think he was like 35-1 just for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, alt yards for Hurts and Purdy. If you pounded that under, I mean, the Purdy, you get the
Purdy thing, yeah.
Right, but the Hurts only had 120. And Max Homa. Good job, Jeff Seeley.
All right.
22-1. He went with another outright in golf. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. You always want to see these tweets and the videos. We got a Taco Bell to start. We're all in 2022, but Taco Bell is in 3022. Look at this setup. You coming high, guy pulls up. What? What is this? I mean, where is, okay. They come in, there's your food coming in a tube. That's incredible.
Same thing as going to a bank.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Three or four lines.
It's like going to a bank with the tube when you come in. Put your money in and it comes up. The food comes out in a tube. Where is this? It's incredible. That is impressive. That is 3022 stuff. We go to a fast food. That's top notch. Win Some, Madoff, The Monster of Wall Street on Netflix. You got one episode left. Very good. Documentary, four episodes. Now, they've done stuff before on it, CNBC, okay. And also...
Four episodes, Outreach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, incredible.
Knock that out today, then.
The finish of episode two, where two of the guys in the back room there with the guy in charge of running the operation and doctoring the books, they're like, we're going to get caught. I can't sleep at night. I can't live with myself. I want out, he's going to shake down Madoff.
Yeah.
And he's going to shut it down, right? He's screwed. And Madoff's actually negotiating with the guy like he has some kind of leverage. So the guy can throw out any number, right? It's like, I want more money or that's it. I'm not going to go through this. I'm going to... $60,000. That's what he came back with. $60,000. He's got what? $40 billion, whatever this scam was? And I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to blow the whistle on you. Unless I get a raise. He could have thrown any number at Birdie. He had to honor it. $60,000.
That's okay.
That's what the number was. Yeah. Incredible. $1.2 million on the under in the AFC title game at BetMGM. Under 49. $330,000 on the Chiefs. $220,000 on the Chiefs as well. Some lose some. This is from Jimmy Traina. Good tweet here. When you watch the games yesterday on the atmosphere, they want to take this away? Jimmy tweets, the neutral site is the worst sports idea ever. Just when you look at how Romo, it's as loud as I've heard it here all year. And then the atmosphere for the Philly game. You know, and
please don't do it.
And you keep hearing they want like this college football type thing with what they...
Oh, God, no.
And the test balloon was going to be Buffalo at Kansas City, although it didn't work out. Let's go to India. just going to try to get to work here, right? I mean, oh my God, this guy, you're taking the bus on the cliff with the waterfall. One false move and you're going down, buddy. I mean, you have no room to navigate this with this road in India, but you're trying and you got to go 2 miles an hour. I can't believe there's a road there or someone would drive on it.
I used to walk to school 8 hours a day, 8 miles a day, uphill through snow both ways, right? This is what it's actually like to get from town to town in India. You're getting from one small village to the next and you have to go on this cliffside underneath a waterfall.
No. Oh, how scary is that? That is
not for all the money in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. That is awesome video. That is great job. Awesome, guys. Lose some. How about, remember when we were growing up, games would always start on time? How about a 12:07 kick yesterday?
Oh, I'm well aware. Yeah.
What are they doing?
Watch the whole time. Tick, 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 tick.
That's so bad. That's so bad. $300,000 at MGM. Bengals team total over 23.5. No good as well. What was the Empire State Building doing? That's another, after the Eagles won, in honor of the Eagles, they went green and white on the Empire State Building. And then they did it for the Chiefs.
I saw
people were actually tweeting, are there multiple Empire State Buildings I'm not aware of? It's like, why would they do this? And then in New York, it's a Giants
Why
town.
Would New York do that for Philadelphia?
Yeah, for the Eagles, right. Your hated rivals. Sure, absolutely. One bad beat in hockey over the weekend. How about this? The Sharks scored an empty net goal to go up 4-2 with a minute left and change. They lost the game. They're the third team. They're the third team to score an empty net goal in the last 2 minutes of regulation and lose. The Sharks also did it 2 years ago in the 69-70 Red Wings.
I mean, what's the in-play on something like that?
Oh, my God, you're right.
It's off the board, actually, is what it is.
Yeah. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
Okay, so that's now five AFC title games for Patrick Mahomes. Hosted all five, and now three Super Bowl trips in 5 years. They blew the game last year. That could have been a fourth.
And
that Patriots game in year number one, if they win the coin toss in overtime, who the hell knows what happens there?
Well, that's why it's like, well, what do you want to see as a better and with your ticket and as a fan? It's like, well, with this future ticket, I go, are they going to blow this? And that's why you're thinking, well, I think Cincinnati can come back. And after how they ended the middle eight and what happened before halftime, I go, they just blew this game.
This thing was
over.
They probably should have blown the game.
I mean, because at that point, it's plus 630 on Cincinnati money line. If they go in and score and they get the ball to start the second half, school's out.
Yep.
But just writing all this down, I go, if they lose the third and 16 to Hurst, give it up. Wiley, holding call. Calls negates the Pacheco touchdown. Wiley, taunting call. Tony drops a touchdown. Blocking the back on a punt would have set up a good field position. Dropped an interception in the first quarter. Intercepted Burrow again, negated by penalty. Mahomes fumbles. They're at midfield. Just drops the ball. In the whole 13, I go, if they lose this game, it's an all-time catastrophe. I mean, just give it to them. Catastrophic.
And then they called the ineligible receiver, right? And then they had to call that on Osai, though. If Osai doesn't tap him, do they win the game or are we going to go to overtime?
No, it goes to overtime. He's not trying a 60-yard field goal.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they have enough time to run another play and get in field goal range as well.
And on that scramble play from Mahomes, the offensive lineman, this was making the rounds on social media.
I watched the play again. You could have taken your two guys.
There are two guys right there.
There are two guys holding.
And nothing.
Yeah.
So here's Mahomes again. What does it mean to get back to the big game?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it way more. I mean, I don't want to say that in a bad way. I think when I first got in the league, it all happened so fast. I won the MVP. I won the Super Bowl, and I thought that's just kind of how it went. You were going to play. I listened to Coach Reed said, and that stuff happens. And now that I've dealt with failure, of losing the AFC Championship, losing the Super Bowl, I know how much hard work and daily grind that it takes. And so I'm just excited to get to that game with the teammates that I have here. And it's a lot of new teammates that haven't been in these Super Bowl games. And so let's bring them along and prepare them so that we can go out and put our best foot forward.
Well, Ross is right. I mean, how do you go against this guy?
I heard a lot of that going into the Bengals game, too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, all these injuries and still he's hurt 326 and two scores. Right?
Yeah, Again, they're close to going to 5 consecutive Super Bowls.
Yeah. That's because of him. Ridiculous.
It is because of him.
Then this started Saturday night, Sunday morning about the Kelce thing. Like, wait, he's a game-time decision now?
I think Nance brought that up on, was it the golf broadcast on Saturday? Injured his back. Could be a game time. He's questionable.
Yeah.
And Kelce looked really good. I mean, that fourth down play, great play by Mahomes.
Absolutely.
And also the third down touchdown to Valdes-Scantling. Huge. But you're right. I mean, they could have easily blown that game over and over and over again. The 30-yard punt return was, if that doesn't happen, the game's going to go to overtime.
Yes. Right. Huge. And then maybe they should have called a block in the back there, too. But that punt return was enormous. The fact that they got the ball back in regulation.
Yeah. Chris Bennett is the risk supervisor and leading NFL odds maker here at Circus Sports. We'll have him take us through the decision to open KC minus 2.5 and all of the action they've taken to this point.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
One game left, Super Sunday. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Going up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing their Bet Rivers squares. Went up to $10,000. Bet 10, get a square. If your numbers on the square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
Chris Bennett is the director of risk here at Circus Sports. He's also the leading NFL odds maker here at their sports book as well, and the other states that they're in. Chris, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Really well. How did the games treat you yesterday? And, for example, the first game, the action on that point spread all week long and the Eagles being favored where they were, and how bettors were actually approaching that game here at Circus Sports and the end result for you. What was that like?
49ers-Eagles was interesting because going into the divisional round, there was so much love for the 49ers in the futures market and really very little interest in the Eagles. And based on the prices for each team to win the Super Bowl, especially given the Eagles were a bigger favorite in the divisional round than the 49ers, like I saw a scenario where the 49ers were favored at the Eagles. That's what the Super Bowl prices told me, but that was not the case. We saw sharp money on the Eagles. A bunch of people were happy to lay less than 3 on them, and I made a decision yesterday morning to go to a version of 3 on the game because I didn't want any more Eagles at less than 3. Mm. And turned out to be, you know, fairly balanced from that point forward. But still, a preponderance of the money was on the Eagles, and we would have done better if the 49ers had won the game outright. As it turned out, it was an okay game because the Eagles killed a lot of teasers that were on the 49ers. So that was the good news from that one. That's a hard game to evaluate looking back now because of the Brock Purdy injury right away. And how do you analyze the actual result?
Yeah, that's what I'm surprised about as well, because you opened up KC minus 2.5 here, and it was an avalanche, evidently, of money on the Eagles. And I've been saying throughout the entire show, I hope people aren't doing that based on what they saw yesterday, because Chris, how could you possibly watch that game and say, I have to bet the Eagles? How do you take anything away from what happened? There was so much variance in that game.
Yeah, I guess I understand them taking points on the Eagles, but you know, they're laying points too. That's how much the thing moved from the opener. And clearly we got it wrong on the opener. You can't just look at the final score of the two Eagles playoff games, I don't think. And, you know, the one thing they've got going for them, besides just being a really good, well-rounded team, a well-coached team, is they've been very, very healthy other than when Hurts had his shoulder injury. And oftentimes at the end of an NFL season and you look back, you see, oh, that team had a lot of, you know, good luck or positive variance with injuries, especially on the offensive line. So I'm not aware of any significant injuries that happened to the Eagles yesterday. So if they're going into the Super Bowl with pretty much a fully healthy team, we know they're already very good. And to be at full health, like, you got to respect that. it's just what's on the other side there. It's Patrick Mahomes, it's Andy Reid, it's the Chiefs team that's been elite for several years now. So I like games like this where it's a low point spread and, like, you know, people are going to have a lot of opinions on who's better, and it should lead to a really good game as far as betting handle.
We just saw this last week because of the Mahomes injury and in and out, and Henny comes in. And so what do you do that you're in a tough spot with the in play in the first game? Like, you got to put up any number. The 49ers can't throw the ball. So I saw late on your app, San Francisco, Philly was laying 23.5 minus $4. He's like, how do you make a number where the other team can't even throw the ball?
Well, we get some help with some modeling for in-game, and that's kind of a starting point. But what you do in practice is, you know, you hang a number and you're not going to have a ton of confidence in it, and you see some money on a given side and you're going to move really strong in response to that money. And I'd say it doesn't really matter a whole lot, like, who's betting it. It's just like, you do not want to get buried in a situation like that, where if you could, you know, theoretically be taking bets at all sorts of numbers on the Eagles, you know, between 3.5 and 23.5, and they all covered because they won by 24. So it's really tough to book the in-game. I didn't do it myself yesterday. I booked all the pregame stuff for NFL. But yeah, when you have a quarterback get injured and you're trying to do the in-game, you know, you throw the pregame number out the window and you're just like, you're scrambling and you're just trying to be nimble and not get killed on this stuff.
Let's follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Chris Bennett, our guest, sportsbook manager here at Circus Sports. Then what about the late game last night with the point spread movement we had starting a week ago today and into the Chiefs obviously being favored in the landing spot of 3? I'm guessing eventually that was probably not a good number to land on.
Well, there were some numbers in Chiefs Bengals that would have been bad.
Sure, really bad.
Chiefs minus 1.5, and we got as high as Bengals minus 2.5, and it came all the way back, and we closed Chiefs minus 2. So we never touched Chiefs minus 3 on the pregame and ended up with pretty balanced action on that game. A lot of interest in Bengals money line late, but also we had gotten some meaningful bets on Chiefs at pick, minus 1, minus 1.5. So that actually turned out okay to land on the 3. And we needed the game to go under. So between the two games yesterday, it was pretty balanced on the point spreads and money lines overall. And it was just really unremarkable in terms of the result for us. It was, you know, very close to breaking even on those. We actually did quite well on the props. That was the most important thing for us yesterday.
I was going to say, yeah, were you taking much no on will Chad Henne see a snap in the game?
So that prop in particular got a lot of interest. I think we opened 6-1 that he would play at least one snap, you know, which could be anything, could be the final kneel down in the game.
Yeah.
Didn't mean he had to do anything. He just had to be out there. And lots of tickets on the yes, and we moved that as low as no minus 295, yes plus 250. So big move from the opener there. Finally found some sharp money willing to lay the no price, and that gave me some confidence. And I think we were in the neighborhood of like no minus 325 when we closed. And then that worked out well for us. We needed him not to play at least one snap yesterday. But, with the injury to Mahomes, and, you know, you saw it watching the game that he's not 100%. He was hobbling some of the time out there. But, yeah, he wasn't coming out unless something really bad happened to aggravate it.
No doubt. Chris, it's very early. We have 2 weeks, obviously, to dissect this game. And you guys were showing Eagles minus 2.5, minus 15 last night and early this morning. That's leaning towards going to 3, but do you think it touches 3 at all through the week? If it does, I'm sure it'll last for 8 seconds. And if you had to guess this far out, where do you think this number in the total will actually end up?
I'm not going to predict that it goes to 3 at any point right now. I would think you're going to need some kind of pessimistic report on Mahomes' ankle or Travis Kelce's back spasms flaring up. You know, there's a couple of defense or injuries on defense for the Chiefs yesterday. You know, if Legarius Sneed is out, and was it Willie Gay that got injured?
Yeah.
You know, I think you need some other factors to get there. Trying to predict the closing number right now, it might be Eagles 2.5. I don't have a strong feel for it right now. But I could also see like a lot of positive news about the Eagles, the Chiefs injury situations, bringing it down a little bit. But clearly there's a lot of support for the Eagles out there, and I don't know that there's going to be enough opposition to drag this thing down. As far as the total, you know, we're playing in Arizona. We've got perfect weather conditions, two really good quarterbacks, two really good offenses. I think this might go up a little bit from where it's at and be 50.5, 51. We opened 51. I was perfectly happy to take an under bet on the opener. But yeah, that's the thing you often have to remind yourself with the Super Bowl when teams have just played in, you know, maybe less than ideal conditions. They're going to have perfect conditions for this game.
Spot on. He's on Twitter at BetChris. Thanks for the time this morning, Chris. We appreciate that as always.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Chris Bennett, sportsbook manager. Probably unfair to ask him, but the number's going to close here on a Monday when you have 2 weeks out. But he's right. You'd have to get some bad news here moving forward with either Mahomes or Kelce for that thing to touch three, I think. But it was leaning that way already last night.
He's a great answer. It's like, wait a second. A month ago, everyone was telling me that seems a fraud, and you limped into the one seed, and now it's gimme Eagles, gimme Eagles.
We'll run down our in-pocket plays for you coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're
right. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Graded plays. Longest touchdown under. One in both games. I had it in the NFC game. Under sacks. Well, they got bailed out here because the 49ers just running the ball every play in the second half as well. Under sacks in the Philly game. Under for the game in Philly and San Francisco. That came back down late. Did you see that? They played games with that.
They did.
That went up to 48.5. And I saw, excuse me, 46.5. Then got down to 44.5.
Yeah, 44.5, 45 is what I saw pretty much before kickoff.
Yep. And then the injuries and... and what happened at the end? Bengals plus 1.5, no good. Burrow to throw an interception, no. Throws two. That's a loser. Could have had three. Every team with a rushing touchdown, 3-1. No help from Kansas City.
They're the one team that let me down. Every team to kick a field goal, even money, no good. They couldn't get there. And points in every quarter was a winner. And nothing new. That's everything that's graded over the weekend. Not a lot happened with the props. I mean, the Purdy injury screwed everything up.
Oh, that was...
In the whole game. And the plus, if you're Philly, you don't do anything. You run it and get out of there.
For sure.
And don't screw up.
And that's
up.
Eventually what the Niners had to do as well. So that was a winner for me, though. Paul Charchin with a great breakdown,
great job.
By the way. He was 4-5 on his props last week. So
yes.
good spot from him.
The McKinnon. He was good breakdown on McKinnon, too.
Yep. Purdy under 221.5, under everything, was good. I did add Deebo Samuel before the game for a little bit because the news came out about Elijah Mitchell.
Yes.
And I thought he's going to be plugged in. They're running these reverses for Samuel. He's losing 5, 6, 9. What terrible job.
What
so that
do?
Was a loser. P. Ryan over receiving yards, no good. Watkins anytime touchdown for some pizza money, no good. And they took shots.
Oh, this should have won.
But this, well, how many times did he miss?
He missed A.J. Brown.
But I will credit the secondary for the Niners. They made plays on the ball yesterday.
Yeah.
But also, when the injuries happened to the Niners, the Eagles were like, oh, we're not going to get into a shootout with this team. So this is going to be Hurts. It's going to be Sanders, Gainwell, Boston Scott, and run the football.
That was bizarre in the second half. It's like, just milk the clock. There's no way you can lose this game unless you screw up. So don't screw up.
Yeah.
Run it and punt.
Eventually, how about you get Hurts out of the game?
Well, that too.
How does that sound for an idea?
Yeah, he does not look, doesn't look like himself.
Oh. The AFC winner was there with the Chiefs plus 145. And Justin Thomas, no good. Top 10, bet him this past week in San Diego, plus 190. Loser there. Bad weekend.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials, posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. Remember, you can find these picks with every pick by every host and guest. VSiN.com/picks.
I wanted to clarify something with Chris Bennett quickly. Yeah, the 3 being a bad landing spot in the Chiefs game. Clearly, it would have been if that number landed 1 either way. I think that'd be a bad spot. I just thought that the book maybe took nothing but Chiefs money after the Mahomes stuff came out, and they didn't want to move to 3. But not the case, because they were taking Bengals action money line to win it before the game started.
You know, you could have laid, when it was 28-7, Philly, you could have laid 20.5. It's like $1.70, $1.60.
Oh, what stage was that? That was clearly third quarter.
Yeah. It's like San Francisco cannot score.
Yep.
I mean, you know what's coming every single play. And then they tried the gadget stuff, and that wasn't working. That's not going to work either. Hard enough to run on them, and then when you know it's coming because there's no threat of the pass.
It was a dead game is what it was.
Yeah.
What's
the correct number, you know? Like, what's the correct juice? Like, with 7 minutes left, you take over after they went for it, didn't get on fourth down. You're laying 23.5 minus $4.
Yeah, how do you come up with that number?
I guess it should have been 8. I guess it's going to, because there's no way San Francisco can score. Unless it's a Philadelphia mistake.
Right, sure. And that's what Chris was talking about, too.
Wild.
Put some modeling together, see what they take for bets, got to move it quickly. But it was just, you know, it's unfortunate for the 49ers. 12-game winning streak, you put together that special season, they're down to their third-string quarterback, and then the first series, it's over with. Because they're just completely hamstrung with their backup.
I can't believe they brought him back in. Weren't you better?
That's
what Ross said. Bill Barnwell had the same information that Juszczyk was the emergency quarterback.
So did others.
Then they're telling you, then it's McCaffrey.
We were getting McCaffrey.
Right. I thought they were just going to bring in Juszczyk and McCaffrey and run wild.
That's what I thought too. And they tried the one pass with McCaffrey and it wasn't pretty. And they're like, well, you really need to go to the bag of tricks here and run stuff with, put McCaffrey in the shotgun and Deebo as a tailback. And just do the RPOs the entire time. Because after Purdy got hurt, you could see that McCaffrey was running with some extra juice, right? I mean, a touchdown run, he was amped up and they knew.
I think the defense
and everybody else realized, okay, this is on us now.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to move the ball in the air.
Yeah.
But that's another reason why unders can be so great when it comes to betting player props.
Mm-hmm.
It takes one injury and it can affect an entire team.
Yep. Also, my bet on this. I forgot to look. Joe Burrow had the most rushing yards in the AFC game.
That was a big number.
What did that pay?
Huge number.
I missed that.
That was available here at Circa 2.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, they had leading rusher and receiver in the game.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Burrow and Scantling would have been...
I saw 50 on Scantling, yes.
Huge numbers.
But Scantling, that was the most for the both games. But yeah. But that goes back to Gainwell last week.
Right.
Leading everybody and then even most rushing yards in the Giants-Eagles game. Burrow led everybody yesterday.
I'll point this out. If you missed any of the guests today, they were fantastic. Michael Lombardi, Ross Tucker, Chris Bennett. You can go back and listen on your own time. All you have to do is search the Follow the Money podcast wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music. The stuff, Ross was on the sidelines yesterday of the Eagles 49ers game when we asked him about the replay. And that's a great answer because he studies the rules and he said, they will look, and if a team's in a hurry up, they're not going to have the auto replay shut it down. They're going to allow the team go to hurry up and snap the ball. So this is Kyle Shanahan after the game. He was asked why he didn't challenge the Devontae Smith catch.
Because the replay we saw didn't definitely show that. They actually, we saw one up on the scoreboard. I was going to throw one anyways, just to hope to take the chances. But they showed one up on the scoreboard that didn't have all the angles you guys saw. And that looked like a catch. And so we didn't want to waste a timeout, which we definitely would have if we didn't see that. But then I heard they got a couple other angles, and you guys end up seeing later that it was not a catch.
You know, and that potentially changes everything because they take over. It's a scoreless game. It's first down. And there's a chance then plays are called differently and Purdy never gets hurt. Crazy, man, in that first game. Then Shanahan was asked, should an independent person be monitoring plays like that Smith catch?
Yeah, we all do it. We all look at stuff. It's really easy to see when you get to see it that it's incomplete. But that other person, myself, everyone in the stadium looking at the screen and all the angles that we had and the timing of it was snapped, which I don't know what you guys had, but we couldn't see that. So
I guess my point is should that other angle have just shown earlier at some point that everybody can see it? Is that kind of the protocol?
I wish. But I mean there's people, I mean I think the NFL can do that if they see it. You know they're supposed to do it, but I mean we didn't see it. So there's a play clock, you got 40 seconds, they're gonna get it off and they got it off. I was gonna throw it anyways, just hoping. But it looked like he caught it. And then they show a replay up there, which I was shocked they showed it. But it ended up looking like a catch on the replay, too, because you couldn't see the other angle. So that's why we did it. And then I was told at the end of the drive, they saw a couple of other angles, and I was told it was incomplete.
No, there's no way he slept last night. He's going to kick himself over and over and over again for not throwing that challenge flag.
He's just, again, he's got to just look at the reaction of Smith.
Smith, that was the tell.
That's where he blew it, yeah.
That was Smith.
He knows he didn't catch it.
That was Devontae Smith was eating the Oreo.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
I mean, come on. Hurry up, guys. Hurry up. I know I didn't catch it. It was just like Tony in the other game, as we said. And then how the Eagles defense told Sirianni, that's a fumble by Purdy. Come on, challenge
right.
that. But then again, the league, we didn't see it until they came back from commercial when you saw the clear angle that the ball hit the ground. I mean, you had everything. Injuries, wire got hit with the punt. That big play.
False starts on every single play by both teams.
Tough.
Not called.
Tough. The confusion with the officials. What was going on? Come on. It's a billion-dollar business. I can't have this crap where the chain breaks and there's a delay. And then, we don't have the proper angle and proof that the ball hit the wire. What's going on here?
Paul, we found out 2 weeks ago there's a chip in the ball.
Yeah, right.
Huntley was like 6 inches away from the goal line. There's a chip in the ball? Oh, okay, thanks. Early odds are out for the MVP. Globally speaking, I see it one book. Hurts is even money.
Even money?
Yeah.
I think there's a path for several Eagles.
Oh, so do I.
Oh, there's a path.
Yeah, Mahomes is a little plus money.
I mean, he threw for 120 yards.
Yeah.
I know it was a screwy game, but
some defensive players here. Hassan Reddick is 40. Chris Jones is 66-1. Will it be a quarterback to win the award is minus
$4. $4?
Any other position plus $250.
Oh, there's a path there for Eagles.
I love that idea. Yeah. How about offensive minus $2,000, defensive plus $7. Kicker or punter, 33-1. It's a good idea. Put that up every year. Will
punter.
It be a quarterback or not?
Punt? Gotta do better than that.
I could have a kicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're back tomorrow, 7 Eastern. We'll see you then.
The
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.